belief within a few days, Franklin Roosevelt and other world leaders were saying that the UN that we know today must be created at the end of the war. So the UN we know today was what fought the war and what created the UN we have today.
Now, what's the difference between this declaration and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights?
Well, this declaration is not nearly as detailed as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, but what has been forgotten is that this declaration, as early as 1942, just after Pearl Harbor, was a declaration for human rights. These words are in that declaration.
How important is the 70th anniversary of this declaration by United Nations?
I think it's extremely important so that we do not think that the UN was some kind of do-gooders accessory that one can put to one side. After all, if it was necessary to create the UN to beat Hitler, then who can say that it should be put aside as not necessary today? And many of the ideas of that time, for example, that full employment was essential, that refugee camps should be run democratically by the people in them, that the global economy needed to be regulated, that countries should give 1% of GDP to reconstruction and development. These were all the principles that won the war.
Did these principles play any role in the formulation of the UN Charter itself?
Without them, there would have been no charter. Without this declaration, there would have been no charter. And indeed, creating this body was one of the issues that brought the Allies together and gave them confidence to win the war. We also should remember that this UN was created to defeat the isolationists, the pro-Nazi faction within the American elite, quite deliberately by Roosevelt, and played a vital role in developing American public opinion.
It's quite interesting what you've just said, because sometimes negative comments and opinions about the UN emanate from certain quarters in the United States itself.
Well, I think if anybody in the free world looks at their own newspapers, you will see that the newspapers from the Second World War all say that the United Nations is fighting the war. The Allies is just the informal term. And so across America, there were celebrations of the fact that the UN was beating the Nazis. So this is something which one can really take home to debate with Americans who have forgotten their own history.
Now, how would you assess the future of the United Nations as an international organization to promote peace and development around the world?
It is as strong as countries make it, and countries need to understand that they are far worse off without it. If we only imagine the current world with no organization like the UN, the world like it was in the 19th century, then the world would be a much more terrible place, even if we survived at all. So the UN has its faults. The UN is not as strong as it should be, but one should not criticize it anymore if you starve a child and then laugh at the child because it does not run fast. The answer is to put more food into the child. And the same is with the UN, that the nations need to put more political capital, more financial capital into making the UN function and not always blame the UN. They should blame themselves when things don't work.
Do you think they will do that?
Well, I think part of this project is to remind people of how strong and creative the UN was at this terrible time in human history, and particularly to remind countries such as the Americans and the British of how important the UN was to them in a time of desperation, and therefore to encourage people to invest in it today.